I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Third Quarter Boys. It's your boy Slim. And we are here. We have a special guest joining the show today. She goes by the name of Destiny. She's a very talented singer, model, based out of New York City. This episode can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Type in the Third Quarter Boys in the search bar, and there you will find this interview, as well as the full episode, as well as our catalog. If you like what you hear, follow us, like, subscribe, and enjoy the show. Thank you. All right, so we're back with a special guest. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm Destiny. I'm a model and a singer from New York. And I'm in the process of trying to make, you know, that possible of getting out there and getting my story out there. And I'm also trying to, like, put together a mentoring program as well. So that's just, like, a little bit about myself.
So talk to me about Destiny to Destination. Is it?
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's just a mentoring program that I'm trying to put together for young girls and, like, young girls to help find themselves, find who they are. I remember being in high school and not being able to know how to make a resume or knowing if college was a for sure thing for me, but they never provided any other options. So I want to provide those services to young girls. So the whole purpose of Destiny to Destination is young girls finding their destiny to get to their destination, like where they want to be.
Nice. Okay, this is Q, the other half of the podcast. I actually have a question. When it comes to the industry or even the modeling industry, could you talk to me a little bit about what goes on or the pressures or having to succumb to certain things in order to be able to get to a certain place versus or doing it the right way? Because, I mean, a lot of people are going in different ways on trying to either become a model or a singer or a rapper or just being in industry, period. So kind of right. Talk to us about your the way you're handling the situation.
Honestly, I feel like there's no proper way to go about it. Everybody has a different story. Everybody doesn't have access to a lot of things like other people. So
right.
There's like no way to say you gotta do it this way, you know. For me, it was kind of difficult starting off because I'm a preacher's kid, so I grew up in church, and my mom's a pastor, so like the spotlight is on me. Everything that I'm doing is being watched,
right.
You know, and the church has a certain way of how you're supposed to go about things and keep everything godly. But it's just like, the way I see it is like, if there's desires in your heart, God is going to fulfill them. He did not give us these gifts for no reason, you know, and everybody's story is different. Everybody's process is different. And I feel like now in this day and age, everybody's trying to rush everything, but not realizing that just because someone's going ahead of you and doing what you want to do, or they're just being successful in general and it's not happening for you, it's like you have to be patient and remember to have faith that, you know, your time is going to come. You know, like, there's a reason why you're not there yet. There's some things that you didn't develop yet. There's certain skills that you don't have yet for what you want to do yet. And it's a process, you know. So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Okay, I got another question also, because I hear you say you came, you're a preacher's child, and I grew up in the church for a lot of my life. And I kind of was in a predicament where I wanted to get into the industry and I wanted to rap and all this stuff. But then you know how they come at you with this is devil's music and all of the spirits that come along with it and everything. That it kind of drew me away from pursuing that. So is that a kind of a deal breaker for you, knowing that you might have to deal or dabble within those people?
It's not a deal breaker. It's not going to stop me. You know, it hasn't stopped me. There were some shoots that I got heat about, and I would feel like it's always the pot calling the kettle black kind of thing with the church. I feel like people who go to church every single Sunday but doesn't have God in them. But then there's people who don't go at all, but they do the work on their own by themselves outside of church. You know, so I feel like those people who have all these opinions about what people should do that are in church and what it should look like, it's just like, who are you to sit there and have an opinion or judge about what I'm supposed to do as a
Christian? That's a fact.
They're very judgmental. Church people are very judgmental. Yeah.
And nobody wants to admit it, but it's the truth. Not only are they so judgmental, but it's like nobody wants to have those uncomfortable conversations. But it's like, why? Wouldn't you rather, if you believe in God, I'm not saying that everybody does, but if you believe in God, wouldn't you, or any religion, wouldn't you want your kids to know, coming from a biblical standpoint or whatever your religion is, instead of going outside in the world and finding out a way that they didn't have to learn in the first place?
Right.
Like, why would you want to prolong someone's process? Like, nobody's thinking about it mentally. They're just thinking about it physically and how it looks on the outside. But what is it doing to someone inwardly instead of outwardly?
Right.
Who are some of your inspirations as far as people who inspired you to sing or model or whatever you want to get into?
Singing, I would have to say Anita Baker,
oh, that's my favorite. Oh my gosh.
Drop a bomb for Anita Baker.
Drop a bomb for Anita Baker. Oh my.
Yeah, Love Body and Soul by Anita Baker. That's a go-to.
Okay.
Drop that.
Vocally, most definitely, I'm a big Houston. And Erykah Badu.
Okay.
I love, like, the reason I say Erykah Badu, I love, like, singing soul kind of music.
Right.
Because I hear the growth of my voice and how it's changing. It's getting a little deeper, so I see, like, where I see my growth, and I can see what I could do with music. I can see what I could do with my voice. But performance-wise, I would have to. Nobody wants to give her credit now because they feel like she's doing stuff that she shouldn't be touching, like old school song. I would have to say, performance-wise, and like the behind the stage, I would have to say Beyonce. Ooh. Nobody wants to give her the credit after she did the remake of Before I Let Go by Maze and Frank Beverly, but I feel like. Okay, she did that. You don't want her to touch it, but you got to give her credit. Like, that production that she does for her stuff is ridiculous. Like, she does her own stuff. Like, everybody else that goes on tours and stuff, they have tour managers, and they're on the front of the camera. But
right.
They're not behind the scenes. And I'm the kind of person that wants to be behind the scenes. I want to make the decisions because I want to be comfortable.
That's a fact, yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I'll have to pick her.
There is a debate, like, who you think is a better performer, Michael Jackson or Beyonce. Do you think Beyonce is at Michael Jackson's level yet?
Why we gotta go?
Okay, and I'm glad he brought that question up because there's a lot of
it's time to give Beyonce her roses.
There's a lot, but she's been getting them for a while. Everybody give her roses. I mean, she might be the greatest of our time to do what she do. But with that being said, there's a debate of how the competition between men and women, or just the competition in general, is. Like, do you feel like there's a competition, or there's somebody in your lane that you got to try to take out to get where you need to be?
Yes and no. Can I say yes and no?
Yes, you can.
With a reason why?
Yes, yes.
I feel like at the end of the day, we can all eat. Can all be right, we can all be successful, we can all do it together. But if you, I feel like competition comes when someone feels threatened. I feel like it doesn't just come off like, oh, like, I guess Kobe, I don't know if you should compare them. I'm not using the basketball, but just saying Kobe Bryant and LeBron James. There's only competition.
We can't make that. I'm sorry. We can't do that. I'm a LeBron fan.
I'm not saying we can compare, but I'm just saying, I feel like when the word competition comes up, it's just about fear.
Right.
Like, you must feel intimidated. You must feel like there's something that they're doing that you think you can do, but you're not sure yet because you don't have the right platform or the right training to do so. And you want to do it because not only is it genuine, but you wanted to say you did it.
But isn't that a good thing, though, to almost feel like somebody is on your back? So as an artist yourself, you would want to kind of better your craft or even make another banger or whatever the situation may be. I mean, I feel like with us, I want to feel threatened. I want for it to almost seem like there's a lot of competition or there's people coming for our seat. Because, I mean, we the best podcast in Rochester, and we popping. We out here. We in 16 countries. We doing a lot. So I want people to kind of come after us so we can better our game and boost our game. You want to come after us, you're going to have to catch us. That's what you're going to have to do.
Right. It's funny because there's an artist out in New York, and I see her, right? And I always say, like, yo, if I had that on the tip of my fingers, the way she has it on the tip of her fingers.
Right.
I was like, yo, I know.
For a
fact. I'm feeling it. Mm-hmm. I just know it. But my father's not in the industry. My mom's not in the industry.
So what's the support like from that?
What do you mean?
Do they support you in doing what you do?
The church and whatnot?
No, as far as your parents, seeing as though they don't,
my parents,
they're not.
Oh, yeah. They understand it. They just don't like that I'm in the goal so much. Even though I work, like, I'm a substitute teacher.
Nice. Shout out to the teachers.
To what y'all kids are saying at home. Y'all sending these kids to school with a crazy mind. But anyway, they support it. They just don't like that I'm on the run. You know, I'm at school, then because I'm in college at the same time. So I'm at college, then I go to work, then I'm in the city if I got a model gig. You know, so I'm always ripping and running in my car, taking my little red car all over New York. You know, so.
And you are based out of New York? What part of New York?
So I was born in Harlem, raised in the Bronx, and then I live upstate New York, like near Middletown, Blueberry area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But the support is there from family, most definitely. I always say that when you're trying to do something, you know who supports you. You know who believes in you. Friends-wise, not so much, but it's crazy how my Instagram, I get the most support from people I don't even know. But everybody loves to say support is free. We gotta support each other. But when it comes down to it, y'all supporting those celebrities more than y'all supporting the person.
That is a true statement. Oh my God, that is so true.
We definitely get more love by the time.
We get more love from everywhere else than we get from our own people. And it's like,
but you know what it is though? It don't make no sense because it's like, why would you not want to see me up there? Is it because you want to be up there?
Right.
It's just like, if you're pushing me and I'm getting up there because of that support, your one like and your one comment, why would you not want to say, yo, I know her. I supported her. But what? It's because you want to be on the red carpet too? That don't make no sense.
People from your own city don't like to feel like they riding you or riding a wave or anything like that.
Right.
I'm not jocking you.
They're going to think like, I sound thirsty.
Yeah.
You don't sound thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, I want you to sound thirsty, and you got some guys behind you right now that are really going to support you, put you where you want to be. But mostly, you gotta remember that you gotta support yourself. This is on you, and you're gonna get the backing because you deserve it. You know, like I heard your music, I really liked it. We're gonna definitely get together. We have that meeting on Saturday. We're going to rip it, you know, so, you know, you do your due diligence and I'll make sure that we'll put the pathway that you need there. I promise you that.
That's a fact. And everybody needs that back and everybody needs to have a great support system and a team, because at the same time, I mean, it gets as the talent, it's so easy to become drained or down or just not want to do it, overwhelmed. And it's like you need that team to be able to get in there and be like, okay, yo, we got this. We can support you. Whatever you need, we got it. Let's handle it. We in this together, and that's a beautiful thing.
For real, I feel like, I don't know, at the same time, I feel like even though there needs to be more conversations about support and just being there for somebody that you see that's trying to, you know, work on their craft, I feel like even though we need to have more conversations, it's just like, is it really going to change, though? Because it's not. Because I feel like it's been a repeated cycle for the longest time.
That's true. Right.
But, I mean, at the same time, the only person that's stopping you is you. Because you can't worry about who's not supporting you. Just care about the ones that supported you now and the others that's going to come, you know, as you go on and they're going to follow.
That's what's up.
So, I saw your Instagram. You had a whole fashion show in Times Square. Can you tell me about that? Looked like so lit right
now. It looked crazy. It looked cold, too.
It looked cold. It wasn't cold. It was, honestly, that was one of the biggest shows I ever did. I got it by going to the casting, but I knew someone who was with the production, and he was like, we're going to take a chance on you, but he's like, if you want to come out, he was like, make sure when you come out, you show out. And he was like, this show is important. It's in the middle of Times Square. You know, there's going to be people walking by. And you know, Times Square is the heart of, like, New York and, like, fashion. And that's where you see the different weird stuff. You know, so it was, production-wise, it was crazy. I learned my lesson about what to come with, you know, being prepared. Some shows that I've done, there's no food and no water for Harlem.
What was the producer on that?
There's food and water. And it was cool. It opened some other doors for me. And I actually, I don't know if you guys know about Milano de Rogue. I just went to a casting for that in Philly. So basically, look out for more shows, like big shows coming up for Fashion Week and the end of this month in February.
Hey, listen, this is Rome. I wanted to know who's the producer on that last track, the video. Do you know who? I want to know actually who made the beat, and I want to know who shot the video.
The video for?
Yeah, the one that was in Times Square. Not the video, but the photo shoot.
The photo shoot?
In Times Square.
The photo shoot? What do you mean? Like, who's recording it?
Yeah, who actually produced the track, though? I want to know who made the beat, and I want to know who shot the video.
Oh, who shot the video was just a friend of mine. The track, I have no idea. I could find out for you, though.
Okay, yeah, definitely, because I like to work with people that I see got potential and talent, so.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you the information, most definitely.
All right.
I'm all about sharing, like, information. I feel like a lot of people get scared about asking stuff, and it's just like, oh, I don't want to seem like I'm bothering or whatever, but I feel like if you don't ask, you won't know.
You won't know,
right? That's a fact. Because you might hook somebody up with the right person.
That's what I teach my kids.
Just put everybody on.
Exactly.
So you definitely seem like a triple threat. I see you got the modeling.
Now, really explain to her what your triple threat is.
My triple threat is the modeling, the singing and R&B and the gospel, and as well as acting. Do you see yourself getting any acting?
So I was supposed to get into acting. I was offered an opportunity to be in a play, something very vocal. But because I had school and work and we trying to do modeling and music, it was just like a lot on my plate.
Right.
And on top of that, I didn't see much growth happening with that play, so I just took myself out. I feel like a lot of people get scared and have this thing called FOMO, fear of missing out, and it's just like, oh, if I don't do all these things, then, you know, I don't know what door is going to open for me, so I'm going to do all of them and see what happens. You can't really do that. You know, you have to take your time with doing a lot of things. So, I was presented an opportunity to do a play, but I turned it down. But, I mean, if it comes up again, you know, and I have room to do it, then I would.
I'm glad you said people have FOMO nowadays. With that being said, do you find yourself feeling like you are missing out, or do you find yourself making the right or the necessary sacrifices in your life to get where you are?
I feel like I do have FOMO. Obviously, like I said, I'm a big believer in God and Jesus Christ. So I know that, like, in my life, I have to know what's for me and what's not for me. But there was a time when I was just like, man, I can't miss a show. I can't miss a photo shoot. But I wasn't having the right guidance. I was just moving because I was excited that doors were opening left and right. But then once I was moving and going to all these doors that were opening, sometimes I was leaving like empty-handed, not saying financially, but it was also like spiritually. Like I felt like I didn't grow, you know. So I had to take a step back and like look at myself and like, yo, what's the plan? What's the end game? Are you trying to be everywhere and be booked all the time, and I'm not okay mentally, you know? So I just feel like all I had to do was take a step back and find out what was for me, because it's not like what was for me wasn't going to happen. It's just that say I'm at every event and I'm giving my energy to every single event, but it's like, what am I even left with for myself? You know, so I feel like I had to make sure I was whole. So, yeah, I had that FOMO, but now I'm just like, you know, I'm going, it's at ease right now.
Nice. Right. So, okay. So would that be your overall message and what you're preaching to the masses when you're doing your thing? Is it going to be a, how can I word this? Is it going to be a reach to people by touching the people? Or is it more so like, cause it's for me, I mean, when it comes to dealing with the industry, there's only one way. And if you don't follow that way, you kind of fall off. So is it going to be like, I'm going to just show people and teach people by doing what I do, or am I going to succumb to the industry? Because the industry will ask for things. They're going to ask you for things that you might not be interested in. So,
right.
I mean, do you walk away and then preach the message? Or do you keep it to yourself? Because the overall message of what I'm hearing from you is you want to teach people and bring people to God, or even teach people about God. It just the that's not a negative thing, but I feel like they will make it a negative thing.
Of course.
So
that's actually the best. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, finish your question. I'm sorry.
Because I mean, I'm looking for, like, a person that's going to be steadfast in what they do. If this is what you're going to do, you're going to be a gospel artist. Okay, then it has to be gospel art. Because now you have your Mary Marys and all this, they dibble and dabbling into the secular. So it's kind of like, are you going to teeter those lines, or are you going to stay with this message?
I feel like I'm going to teeter the lines, because it's like, why we gotta be fake? Like, why? Like, nobody's perfect, and I hate that they try to portray this picture like, oh, if you go to do gospel, you only can do gospel. And when you do gospel, don't be posting that you were somewhere Friday night.
Yeah, it's a box. It's a box.
Don't be posting that you was out Saturday not preparing yourself for Sunday. Or if you're doing secular music, you only could do secular music, but you could do some Christian, but you're not going to be at, you know, the Christian award, but you could sing it on your, like, why it can't be a mixture of both? Like, I'm tired of everything being on the surface,
right?
Like, and they try to portray these pictures like all these pastors or all these gospel artists have these perfect lives, and it's like, don't get me wrong, I'm a play Travis Green, he made a way, but at the same time, like, I got this other side of me that y'all don't accept in the church. And that's not cool, because it's just like, why the whole thing of come as you are, as soon as we come as you are, you're telling me to sit in the back or I can't be here.
Right.
So
it's a contradiction.
Like, if I follow my Instagram, you see both sides. You see, as soon as you get to my page, you see boom. Like, I posted a meme, so there's a sense of you see me singing in church, you see me dancing, like, I live. I have a life. I'm human. I'm not perfect. I can't stand when people do that. Like, oh, we're going to keep it on the surface because we got to paint this picture that we don't make mistakes. Well, we don't want people to know our demons. No, that's the whole point of me wanting to be a mentor. It's the whole purpose of me wanting to expand and be a model, because there's so many things that I've been through or endured, and I could share my story and actually stop someone from going through a process that is, like, that's not called for. You know, I feel like if certain things weren't on the surface, I would have had to go through some of the stuff I did. So I feel like me, I'm gonna keep it real, and I'm gonna keep my mix. You know, I'm not gonna be like, I'm doing this strictly. No, like, God knows my heart. I was singing gospel. I was singing any kind of music. I love jazz. I'm gonna just get into it, because at the end of the day, I feel like it's all about your heart and not where you are.
And that's what kind of placed me in a predicament, that whole teetering of lines. I didn't want
to
say something about something. And I'm not a gospel artist. I mean, although I have my beliefs, it's just who I am as a person is not going to shine based off whatever y'all want me to do. And I was like, I don't want to be boxed in. So you know what? I just leave it alone. And it was like, okay. But I'm happy that you feel that way, because if anytime you feel like you need something to say or have something to say, if you're not going to be, Instagram is a great platform, but you have other platforms like ours that you can come on and talk your shit. I mean, whatever you got to say or feel or whatever, you can go and say what you got to say.
Oh, you don't have to have a filter. I guess what I'm doing, so I will most definitely.
Yeah, you can definitely call in and talk your mess.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? What would you like to see yourself?
That's such a big question. The next 5 years?
Okay, we'll say this. In the industry.
In the industry?
Yes. And that's both modeling and music.
Honestly, I'm going to jump the gun and I'm going to say how I feel and I'm going to mean it. And I'm
going to say this.
Speaking into existence.
I feel like I see myself performing, aside from performing and making music and trying to inspire. I'm not gonna say change, because we are not the makers. We cannot make change. We can only inspire people to make the change for themselves. So I see myself, like I said, performing. Most definitely, I want to have my program not exactly the way Beverly Bond set up Black Girls Rock, how it's on BET and whatnot, but I want to get to the point where my program is in different schools in the city, and I want to have my own building where these kids could come to and be themselves. That's a huge goal for me, because right now I'm just on the surface of trying to get my program into schools, you know, going to schools, talking to them. For modeling, I actually see myself doing couture, like fashion shows, or modeling for like the big name brands. Because I was watching some commercials, I'm like, yo, that could so be me. Like, I know it can. I know that I am destined for great things. And I know that it takes some work. It's going to be annoying. It's going to be hard. I know this is scary, but I know this is the greatness. And you just remember my name.
Oh no! Oh yeah, they're gonna be here next. Oh yeah, we feel the same way. We feel the same way. That's why we're gonna support everything that's coming your way, and we're gonna support you. So
because I feel like some people, it's a clout thing. It's not like genuine. Like, what are you up there singing for? What are you up there dancing for? And like fishnet stockings, what are you trying to put out there? You know, because we have people looking up to us. Like, we don't really think about it. And some people, like I said, they're just like, oh, I want my name in big lights, but for what? What did you do to get up there? Did you deserve it? Or when you sung a couple songs, all right, that's cool. But like, what is your music about? Like, I'm just tired of everything being the same. Like, no one wants to do something different.
Okay, so before we let you go, do you have anything that you would like to promote? Or we have one more question?
Yeah. So, like, how, you know, you're talking about inspiring people. So how do you let these people know? How do you make the right decisions? How do you know which way to go and what you're really going to do? How do you make the basis of those decisions?
How do I make the best decisions? Sometimes I don't, sometimes I do. Sometimes I just want to fill my own void and do what I want to do and not think of like the consequences later or who's watching me. I feel like for my decisions, I'm most definitely accountable for them, and I'm big on accountability. And since I'm big on accountability, I have a segment on my Facebook that is called Talk About It Tuesdays. And I talk about the things that I do. Like, yo, as soon as I went to college when I was, like, this was like 2015, 14, I was like, I got up there and I didn't go to class. I was like, I was partying, I was drinking, I was smoking, I was running wild. And I was just like, and I knew I had to be in school. I knew that I wanted to teach. And I was like, and I was just real about it. I was like, I made the worst decision of my life being kicked out of school and had to start over. And now being 22, going on 23, just now finishing my associate. You know, so there's never a way that I know. Actually, I do know what's right and wrong. Obviously, I'm an adult. But sometimes I was like, you got to be real with yourself. If you want to make that selfish decision and program your own process, or you just want to fill a void for the moment, that's what you want to keep in living your truth. You know, I feel like, and that's one thing I was learning from people around me, you know, being confident in your truth. If that's what you want to do, then go do it. Just know you got to be accountable for what's coming after it, you know. So that's how I look at my decisions, and just being accountable for them.
That's what's up. So before we let you go, do you have any music coming on your mixtapes that you want to promote or anything?
I actually did work on a song with someone in South Carolina. It's not released yet because I was just featured on the song. Like, I did a verse, and he's going to put it out on his EP whenever he gets the chance to. But right now, I just, you know, I have Milano Jarrell coming up. Hopefully, I find out about that passing soon. But yeah, I'm just... check out my Instagram. Like, I mean, it's never a dull moment on my story. Like, I find out stuff last minute, like if I'm going to be at a show or I'm going to be at a casting. So, yeah, just got to stay tuned. You got to stay tuned and follow.
Go ahead and shout your Instagram out too.
I can assure you, you'll be having some stuff pretty soon, because we're going to be in the studio as soon as we possibly can. I can promise you that
definitely.
Too. Yeah.
I thought she had
something
out already.
She has a couple of snippets that she sent us, but you know, we're gonna work on all
that. That's behind the scenes talk. But yeah, we appreciate your time, and we appreciate you coming on and speaking your truth and allowing us to know who you are as a person. We will be looking out for your music, and our fans should be tuning in.
Also, for my Instagram is Destiny, DESTINY, got this guy, only she, ONLYSHE, Destiny, only she.
Yes, sir. We are back.
Yes, sir.
We are back. And we want to thank our guest, Destiny, for joining our show and letting us know what's going on with her.
Yeah.